Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be taking a deep dive into the latest set of results from Adshore Services. A very strong performance in their half year. We're going to be looking at the factors driving top line growth. We're going to be looking at the dividends and what investors can be looking forward to going forwards. And to do that, we're very kindly joined today by Kevin Lim, who is the CEO of Adshore Services. Kevin, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me, Jonathan.
So as I said, we're going to be discussing the numbers in some detail. But before we get into it, Kevin, for listeners that may not be aware of Adshore Services, please would you be able to give us a brief introduction, first of all, to yourself as well as Adshore Services, please?
Yes, absolutely. So as you've said in your very generous introduction, my name is Kevin Lim and I'm the Chief Executive at Adshore Services. I've been in this role now for almost approaching 2 years. But I've worked within the group companies for approaching 20 years now. Adshore listed on the Aquis Stock Exchange in October 23. So this is our second set of interim results since listing. We are a holding company of one principal trading subsidiary, a company called Tier Limited, that specializes in working with organizations funded by government monies in the provision of work such as internal audits, fraud prevention and advisory services.
Just running through the numbers here of the half year report, revenue up 19% during the period, driving a gross profit increase of 46%, EBITDA up a bumper 232%. I'd like to focus first on the revenue, Kevin, if we may. And what were the key drivers behind that increase in revenue?
Yes, some really strong results, as you say, Jonathan. And if we're looking at the revenue metric initially, there are three key underlining factors, I think, that have supported the strong growth in revenue that we've seen in these interim results. First is a continuation of some of the improvements that we've made within productivity within the business. And utilization of our staff. Secondly, we've seen a resetting of the delivery window for work, which has phased out a degree of seasonality that we've seen historically within financial results. But I think it also reflects strong organic growth within our core markets and an increase within our contract base. So three positive factors there that have all contributed to the overall jump in revenue.
Thank you. So just drilling down into those numbers a little bit more and looking at the wider strategy, if we may, Kevin, for Adshore Services, how does this type of growth and the sources of growth that we saw in this period fit into your broader strategy for growth within Adshore Services?
Yes, so we have three pillars to the growth strategy within Adshore Services. And the improvements that we're seeing in this interim results that follow on from our last full audited set of accounts really sit firmly within the first pillar of growth, which is ongoing improvements within organic growth within our core markets, levelling up some of the different portfolios that we have across the UK. And also resetting the wheel by getting stronger account management in place to create introductions for provision of more advisory services. The other two pillars of our growth strategy are the second pillar being looking at opportunities to diversify the group companies, potentially through acquisition. And the third pillar being over a period of time as we bring online some of our exciting developments that we've got for the future in artificial intelligence to potentially look at how we might be able to set up some sort of licensing model for those capabilities. But I think we've seen this strong performance firmly within that first pillar.
Thank you. So it's one of the things that I picked up on in the half year report, Kevin, was there was a level of investment in technology and ICT, which is particularly interesting and really highlights that the revenue growth, because we did see quite a significant jump on profit before tax, despite this investment in technology and ICT. And I suppose the question is, you know, what does this investment look like for Adshore going forward, and how do you see this filtering through to performance and financial performance for the company in the coming periods?
Yes, we're quite keen to ensure that we have best-in-class infrastructure to facilitate our staff to be as efficient and effective in the work that they perform. Post-COVID recovery, we've seen quite a significant change in how our portfolios of services are delivered to clients, with far more of a hybrid approach being in deployment, which means information technology assets having a good back office infrastructure, and that being supported by, you know, the latest techniques and tools and devices, ensures that our staff have got the best kit to enable them to do the work that they perform. And that's something that we're very conscious of with remote workers, that the more we can do to get them plugged in, higher speeds, quicker connectivity times, and everything that goes with that, the less barriers we're putting in place for them to progress with delivering work to our customers. So this remains something we're committed to, but I think it also then helps to unlock some of those productivity and utilization benefits that we've seen that have led to the spike we've seen in revenue and margins.
Thank you. So I'd like to move on now, Kevin, to the dividend. You know, this is something that really stands out. In fact, that UK Investor Magazine put out an article that Adshore Services is becoming a dividend hero. And I think we're going to get into the reasons for that here. Looking at the interim dividend, up 60% on the prior interim dividend. Looking at the numbers, Adshore Services have paid out about 2.2 pence in total dividends since listing in just October 2023. So for some context, that's about 11% of the current share price. What does it look like going forward, Kevin, for dividends? What's your policy on dividends, and what can investors expect from Adshore in dividend growth going forward?
We came to market as an organisation that had a strong proven track record pre-listing of paying a dividend to our shareholders and rewarding their investment within our company. And that's something that the board have remained committed to doing post-listing. And it's great to see that we're in a position to continue with that policy in a progressive fashion. And that's something that the board remains committed to as we move forwards into the new calendar year.
Thank you. So, of course, these results, Kevin, round up quite a fantastic year in terms of growth for Adshore, not only on the top line, but also the bottom line. And I'm sure investors and potential investors listening to this will be keen to hear from you what they can look forward to in the year to come of 2025.
Yes, it's exciting. It's just around the corner now. And I think as we look ahead to 2025, we've obviously touched earlier in this conversation around the growth strategy. We want to continue to follow through with the strong half-year results that we've seen published at the beginning of this week. And I'm confident that we're well placed to do that. And at the same stage, then look what that brings as we move into the new financial year with further opportunities to grow and potentially diversify our portfolios. So, yes, certainly excited about 2025.
Thank you. So finally, Kevin, I understand that there's been some changes to your website and ways that investors can get some information and further insight into Adshore Services. So what's the best way for investors, potential investors listening to this, to gain a further insight into Adshore Services and of course, download recent documents, the half-year report that we've discussed then, and get a little bit more insight into the company?
Yes, absolutely. I think we're keen to provide investors with as much of an opportunity to get inside and understand our business and our investment proposition that we have. And for that reason, we have launched our Investor Hub. The best way for any potential investor, anyone interested in learning a bit more about Adshore, will be to go to our website and look at the hub page embedded there, or to follow the link under this podcast, where we'll put in a link so that people can get straight in there themselves. But I think it's a great space to enable that engagement and to maybe understand a bit more of how the business works, how it makes money, and what that means as an investment case for people moving forwards.
Thank you. Just to reiterate that point, do check out the notes to this podcast. So there'll be a direct link through to the actual services Investors Hub, where you can get deeper insight into the company. So Kevin, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
And thank you for having me, Jonathan.
And thank you very much to everyone for listening. This will be the last UK Investor Magazine podcast of 2024. And we look forward to joining you again in 2025. So wishing you all a very happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember, all investment involves risk.